300, provided by Royal Gate Columbia. Earn entries beginning March 17th. Keys awarded April 28th, every 30 minutes from 6 to 9:30 p.m. If your key starts the car, it's yours. Grand prize awarded after 10 p.m. $10,000 Royal Free Play bonus drawing 1 hour after car is awarded. Win a Chrysler 300 and ride in luxury April 28th at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 15% on all in-stock wood fencing from pickets to panels when you buy in bulk. That could knock any fence project down to size in a hurry. And our wide selection of wood choices and styles puts everything you need within easy reach. So come in, load up, and save a bundle with up to 15% off all in-stock wood fencing when you buy in bulk. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
The Beach Boys launched a 50th anniversary tour last night. They performed in Tucson, Arizona. You know that every one of the Beach Boys, of the five that are touring, Mike Love is 71. Wow. And the other guys are all 69.
Wow.
Hey, shut up!
69.
Shut up the 69 laughter.
Doesn't that seem almost impossible? It wouldn't to Peon. See, Peon, you're excluded.
They always seem old to me.
You're excluded from any discussions we have about age or anything else. But they were in Tucson last night. They're going to do 60 cities on this tour, these old guys. And
I think John Stamos is going to play in some of those.
Yeah, drums or bongos or something.
No kidding.
He's filled in for them. Yeah, he's a drummer. Yeah, he's filled in for them a bunch.
Remember the video of...
Kokomo.
Yeah, Kokomo, yeah.
I never saw the video.
Oh. Who's the one that had all the... That is almost like crazy.
Brian Wilson.
Is he still in the band?
Oh, yeah. And this is the first
time...
Can
he still perform?
He has not toured with them regularly since the 60s.
Wow.
He was the one that was just occasionally would pop up, but he wasn't on tour when they would tour. This is the first time in 40 years, almost 50 years, that he's actually been part of the tour. Because what happened to him? I don't even know. Did he have a stroke or something?
I think it was drugs and... some kind of bipolar or something,
but
I think.
But if there was ever a group where you wouldn't think of as druggies, it would be the Beach Boys. You think, the Rolling Stones, okay, but the Beach
Boys. I don't think he was while they were, when they were hot at their peak.
Well, one down and 59 to go. I don't know if they're coming to St. Louis or not. I haven't gotten that far, but I want to try to maybe later I'll read, if I can find it tonight, I'll see if I can read a review or some reviews on the show. Because I got to think that they're either really good and you go, wow, they still got it, or they're pathetic. You know what I'm saying? Do you ever see these older groups and
well,
some
sing
of them?
So high.
It's not the same.
Yeah, they sing.
Well, Jay and the Americans is a good example. Jay Black. Okay. Caramia.
That sounded like the Cowardly Lion.
Jay and the Americans had they had some big hits in the 60s, and I saw him a performance on PBS a few years ago, and he actually, before he sang, it was really kind of funny. He said, we had a lot of big hits in the 60s, and he said, I was going to retire when I was, like 45, and I was going to retire when I was 50. And then I was going to retire when I was 60, and he says, and here I am. And he said, what I'm about to do, I don't do quite as well as I used to. There are a couple of high notes in this next song, and you've heard that song, that Caramia. So he said, I'll just go ahead and let you know that I know you're sitting out there going, how pathetic. He said, that's okay. And then he sang, and he was actually pretty good, but he did rearrange the song to eliminate a couple of the really high notes. He just couldn't hit them. But I thought it was funny that he got up and just said, hey, I'm still going at it. I'm not quite as good as I was. But I've seen some of these groups. It's embarrassing. And they don't even sound like they used to. And then others, especially these Motown Temptations type, they sound exactly the same. You can't tell any difference. It's like they're still 25 years old or something.
Hmm.
So I don't know what it is that causes, you know, some, not just singers, some people. You know, there are old people who sound old.
Right.
Yeah, they're cool and they sound like old people. And there are other people that sound like they could be 30. We talk to them on the phone all the time, and you find out how old they are, you go, you got to be kidding. You sound like you're 25 years old. Lines are open, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Chuck is on the phone. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, Frank.
How you doing?
I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Brian Wilson, I know he was performing in the 80s with the Beach Boys because I've seen him.
Well, he wasn't on a regular tour with them. He made some sporadic appearances, but he hasn't toured with them as a regular part of the tour since the 60s.
Oh, okay. I've seen him though, out of Six Flags.
No, he has popped up occasionally on shows.
He wrote the main bit of their songs. He was considered a genius.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
They're coming out with a new album, too.
Right. And that's part of this tour is to promote that album. So I don't know that I would go see the Beach Boys. I know that they've been to St. Louis a whole bunch of times. We've had them at, you know, Fair St. Louis or whatever. I don't know. It's not a group I would. I like a lot of their music. I don't know that I'd go see them.
Well, there's only two or three original left, too. That's the thing.
Well, here, let's see. We have Brian Wilson, Mike Love, and Al Jardine. All three of those guys
are
in this group. They're original. They're all in it. David Marks and Bruce Johnston.
Bruce Johnston, he's original.
Okay, then you have four originals of the five.
Yeah, but the two other brothers, they're dead. Dennis Wilson and Carl Wilson.
Right. Yeah, when you go way back. All right, Chuck.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Hey, I mentioned yesterday the armored car. You guys didn't seem to know about the guy that shot his partner. That actually, I had heard the story yesterday. It took place 2 months ago. They caught the guy apparently yesterday.
I saw that,
He still had over $1 million of the money in a locker at his home. He was living down in Florida. The armored car was in Pittsburgh a couple of months ago, and he and his partner were the guards on the car. He shoots and kills his partner, grabs $2 million and runs.
Then tells a bunch of people about it, and then they turn him in.
And then gets away with it for 2 months. What an idiot.
That you stay in the country.
Yeah, it actually happened February 28th, and
I don't think he thought it out to...
I think any time a guy who has a job like guard starts buying real expensive stuff, and that's, you know, not a good idea. Yeah, especially when you, hey, come look what's in my locker. I got $1 million in it. You can't do that. So let's go to Bob. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Oh, fine. I just had, speaking of old bands, I just had a quick story about seeing the Rolling Stones a couple of years ago, and I was just landed in Amsterdam on a Sunday afternoon on business, and I was taking a taxi to the hotel. We get about 2 blocks from the hotel, and we can't move because the street's just full of people. I asked the cab driver what's going on. He said, well, the Stones were in town. They had a concert the night before, and they were about to leave the hotel to go back to the airport. So I walk to the hotel. I go in the side door, and I'm in the lobby checking in. I look across the lobby, and there are these three really old guys just standing in the corner, just chatting, just talking, you know, just talking to themselves, smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee. And I tell you, nobody's paying attention to them. If I hadn't known who it was, I would have guessed they were three longshoremen or, you know, guys that work out, because they are weathered.
No, they're pretty ragged looking. They look like those guys that work those fishing boats in the cold weather.
Yeah.
I mean, honest to goodness, they look like they've done all their performing out in the most brutal weather in the world.
Yeah. But the greatest thing, this guy comes in the front door, must have been their manager. He goes over and says something to him. He must have said, the car is here and we're ready to go. So I watch them. They put out their cigarettes, finish their coffee, and then all in unison, they straighten up, they put on their game faces. Just for a second, it was like the years just fell away, and they go charging out that front door, And I thought, boy, that is so cool that after all these years, these guys are still doing it.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to make fun of them when they're better shape, really, than I am. Yeah, they may look pretty rugged and worn, but they're still doing it.
Yeah, they're still doing it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call. We have a lot of Olympians, U.S. Olympians, who train. I didn't know this till today. They train with the Navy SEALs. Did you know this?
No.
No.
The Navy SEALs. Check this out. Michael Phelps did it. The swimmers do it. There are several different Olympians who go, or they try to go through Navy SEAL training to prepare for the Olympics. There's a great story out today. The training takes place in Colorado Springs. And they said it starts off, there were 42 U.S. Olympians in this class. After 4 hours, there were 18 left.
Wow.
That's all that could make it 4 hours was 18 of them. It said they started with a video presentation, and one of the Navy SEALs gets up, talks about what it is to be a Navy SEAL. And what they do is they go through only a part of what's called Hell Week, the Hell Week part of the SEALs training. And it says they had a reporter there and says that they actually warned, these were actually members of the U.S. sailing team, and he warned them. He said that what they're about to undergo, he says, is going to reset your baseline today. And what he meant was, I don't care what you've done as a sailing team. I don't care what you've thought was rigorous exercise. You have no idea. And then they go into detail about what they had to do. It's unbelievable that a person can live even for an hour with what they plunge these people into ice cold water.
Oh.
Make them get out, roll in the mud, grab a log. They had to carry in groups these 200-pound like telephone poles. And then they have to carry them a mile, and they have so much time to get it from point A to point B. Then they plunge them back in the water, and this one of these women they interviewed, she says that she didn't know a person could actually live and be that cold. She says, you are shaking and freezing, and all you're thinking about is that you're freezing to death, and they won't allow you to think about it.
Wow.
They tell you, you ain't got time to think about being cold. You better focus on what you're supposed to now go over there and do that. And they get some pictures of them, and they're just covered in mud. And the one guy they interviewed, he said, one of the things I learned is that mud is warm. When you're freezing to death, you are grateful for mud, because mud is an insulator, and it warms you up. It says, after 4 hours of push-ups, running, drenching in freezing lakes, waiting for orders, the wind in Colorado Springs was 50 miles an hour. Now, you get out of a freezing water in a 50-mile-an-hour wind, it's just unbearable. They said, they asked one of these, they said, what did you learn? And one of these guys says, well, I guess we learned that never give up. Dirt is warm. Mud is warm. And that you can push yourself beyond any limit. Let me tell you something right now. First of all, some of these people may have been able to do this. I would not make it 10 minutes. Because in this article, they keep talking about it's amazing what your body is actually capable of. I know what my body is capable of. Nothing. I can't run a mile. I wouldn't make it 5 minutes. And they act like if your mindset is right, you can accomplish anything. I'm sorry. That is not true.
I disagree with that, too.
There are some of us who aren't made to be athletic. We're not made to run.
We crack
we're
like not, an egg.
Yeah. We're not made to do 1,000 sit-ups or push-ups or get in cold water. If I get into pool water, I'm like, I'll put my foot in. It's like Eddie Murphy in Hot Tub. Ooh, ow! Only it's cold. If the water is like 3 degrees colder than I like a pool to be, I won't even get in there because it takes my breath. I am such a huge baby.
I'm like that, too. I can't get in a pool like that.
I cannot believe that I made it through basic training in the Army. Honest to goodness, I can't believe I did it. I know I was 21, but even then, running a mile, holy cow, I felt like I was going to die after I ran a mile. And then before we could eat, we had to walk the monkey bars with our hands. Tina, your son did what I had to do times 20
right.
to get where he is now. But they wouldn't let you eat any meal unless you walked hand over hand, one hand to the other, with these monkey bars, these crossbars. It's like a ladder that you would put horizontally, and then you had to swing your legs and left to right, left, right. And if you didn't go from the beginning to the end of that bar, of all those rungs, you didn't eat.
Mm.
And, man, that was all I could do to get to the end of that thing. But I was starting to starve to death because I missed a couple of meals because I fell. I fell off the bars. And you know what? Back to the barracks!
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And I can't even remember all the stuff we did. But it was, they call it PT, physical training.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, every time they'd say, PT, 0300 or 1,400 hours. I just thought, oh, no. Oh, my God. I dread it. I dreaded everything about it. Going to the rifle range, which I was kind of looking forward to, until I found out that every time we went, the rifle range was 2-3 miles away, and we had to run to it, carrying all our stuff. I'm a huge baby. The Navy SEALs, man, those people, they have my utmost respect. And when you read this article, if you want to get online, USA Today has a terrific article about what these people went through in Navy SEAL training. And remember, a Tiger Woods coach, Haney, who wrote the book, he said that Tiger had taken Navy SEAL training. And Tiger's manager says that's not true, that the book is full of inaccuracies. Even the Navy SEAL said, Tiger Woods didn't go through Navy SEAL training.
I couldn't see him doing that.
They said that he went out there as a guest one day, and they let him shoot a couple of guns and showed him around. He didn't go through this stuff. So that apparently everything in that book is not true. We're going to check in with Johnny Londoff. He should be right here. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
Could you have been a Navy SEAL?
I don't know. They're tough.
Yeah, but you're a hockey player, so you've got some stamina.
I
have no stamina. Myself,
but those guys are really tough. First of all, I mean, you have to be like a really good swimmer. I mean, you have to be a great swimmer, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not that good a swimmer.
Look at the U.S. Olympic sailing team. Only 18 of 42 of them made it 4 hours. That's how tough this stuff is. If you meet a guy and he was a Navy SEAL, you ought to salute, genuflect, whatever, because
genuflect.
this is one tough guy.
And make him your friend.
And make him your friend. You do not want him as an enemy.
I think I'd like to sell him a car. Give him a great deal on a Chevrolet. You know? I mean, yeah, you'd think a Navy SEAL would drive a 3/4-ton Silverado crew cab 4-wheel drive.
I see a Navy SEAL in an Avalanche.
In an Avalanche?
Yeah.
Big, you know, big Suburban. You don't meet any Navy SEALs that are... First of all, you don't really meet anyone who's in the military that's, you know, on the front line. That they're all tough. These guys are just the elite. You know, they're made up of something a little bit different, you know, and God bless them for that. We're lucky. We have the greatest military in the world, and we need to.
Yeah, we don't treat them very well when it's all over. There's an almost $400 million tax bill. The people who've come back from being deployed owe the IRS almost $400 million. That ought to be wiped clean. We should not tax active military people. They should pay no income tax. And I'm serious about
that. I agree.
I, you know, don't get me going on the IRS, please. But you know what? That would be a great thing. You know, when we're looking for additional employees to you know, reach out to you know, the returning military. I think they make some great sales representation. You know,
yes.
Because business is really, really good. We just brought on a couple of new people to the main the new car showroom floor. And it's exciting.
You have two new salespeople?
Patricia and Steve Burns.
Now, where did they come from? Other dealers?
Nope. We are really wanting to hire you know, some young professionals, maybe some college grads that are out there struggling, trying to find some employment.
You know what's interesting? You know what a lot of radio people end up doing? I'm not kidding about this. They sell cars. Am I right, Dad?
Yeah. Yes.
I know at least 6 or 8 radio people that ended up selling cars.
Yeah.
They leave radio or they get kicked out of radio, and more than any other job, they end up as car salesmen. That's true.
Really?
Dan Strauss, Dan's old car, he ruined a couple of dealerships.
Yeah. Oh, just one.
No, you didn't, Dan. I bet you'd be great.
I did. I sold 7 cars my first month.
Hey, I don't know what the average is, but is it 7 in the first month? That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wait, sounds good to me.
Wait a minute. No, yeah, I think
he's making it up.
We kind of, we really expect, I mean, that's great, Dan. We expect our sales reps to do a minimum of at least 10 to 12. Talk about like Lisa McAllister and Mike Price, Danny Clark, Steve McNorton.
Do you have a record? Do you have a record like the most vehicles any salesperson has ever sold in a month?
Dick Loggis back in, I'm going to say 81 or 82.
What was his name?
Dick Loggis, L-A-G-E-S.
Okay. All right.
His first month here, I think he sold 38.
Oh,
38 cars.
No, listen to me. Then he did like 43. The third month, he did 54. I went into my dad's office. Like, I told my dad, I'm like, we need to make Dick a manager.
No kidding.
Yeah. He's a co-owner.
Train everybody else here how to sell.
Wow.
Well, and what was his secret?
There's no secret. I mean, the thing that, with salesmanship is, you know, people like you. They have to like you.
No, Dan, this is why you only sold 7 cars.
Well, you know what, too? I didn't have help either. I didn't have any guidance or anything like that.
It's like, just like radio. You have no guidance here.
I know, and I would imagine with John, he hires 2 new people. He's going to teach them the Landoff way how to sell cars.
They just turn you loose, Dan, and said, here, go sell cars?
Well, yeah, that's why he was wearing, John, he was wearing Billy Bob teeth, too, on the job.
He was doing comedy bits for customers.
I did that. Hey, that
you really
got him in.
Wearing Billy Bob teeth?
He did.
No, he
I
did.
Really did.
He got
did that help?
That.
If
yes.
Helped, I might go buy a few more Billy Bob teeth.
It actually helped, and I sold 1 car, and they didn't. They just went in and signed the papers. That's it.
They just would like seeing the teeth.
Sticker
John, do you remember that it was years ago, this guy wrote a book, and man, I wish I could think of his name. He was billed as the world's greatest car salesman. And I remember reading a magazine article about him, and they showed his office, and he had every kind of plaque and trophy and record ever set. He didn't own the dealership, but he outsold anybody in the country, and he had his own sales staff that worked for him. He was a car salesman, but he had a staff of people because he couldn't keep up with the paperwork. He sold cars so fast. Did you ever read the article about that guy?
I'm searching my memory bank, and it... He worked for a dealership in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
Wrote several books. God, I hate getting old. Oh, my God.
I know, and I used to know this guy. For a long time, I remembered this guy's name. It's a fascinating story.
Yeah. God, I can't stand that. I don't remember, but I read his book years ago. I need to go look for his book and rewrite it. Reread it, I mean.
You know, here's the thing, though.
Rewrite it.
I don't think you can. I don't think anybody can read a book on selling and learn how to sell from reading a book. It's interesting.
Nobody could read a book on how to do a radio show. I mean, especially, and I'm not, I mean, a show this good. I mean, there's a lot of radio shows out there.
Yeah.
You guys, I mean, you have the best.
I couldn't agree with you more.
That's why Johnny Landoff Chevrolet is involved with the best radio show
in the world.
I've been trying to come up with a slogan for our show, and I've come up with this. Large morning show in the afternoon runs deep. What do you think?
he likes
unbelievable.
He likes, yeah. I also had like
people
a
probably,
rock.
People probably have no idea how deep it runs.
Yeah, pretty deep sometimes.
Yeah.
It's getting pretty deep right now.
I put the boots on.
A lot of slop to walk through.
So what are we selling today?
Well, first of all, we want to say thank you to Lauren Lynch. All right, just bought a 2012 Sonic, big AM and a PM.
Thank you, Lauren.
Okay, and Scott Rowe. Scott Rowe, big AM and the PM listener, and Kelly Boyster, all right,
hey, Scott.
From Cadet, Missouri.
Wow, where's that?
How about that? He bought a pickup truck a few weeks ago, and I got to mention him again because that's a long way away. 63630 zip code.
What's it called?
Cadet, C-A-D-E-T, Cadet.
Never heard of it.
Well, look it up.
I got a new slogan for you. People come from miles around to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Now, see, for people who don't know, if you're old enough and you lived in St. Louis long enough, that used to be a slogan for a dealership. Remember that?
Was it the one that said, cross over the bridge?
No. Oh. It was true. Francis Chevrolet.
Oh.
People come from miles around. And they had a commercial
Francis
with a guy.
Francis was we're stubborn as a mule.
Well, they had that, too. It was also stubborn as a mule, but then they did people come from miles. Because I remember they did a radio commercial, and they said, we're with one of our customers. Sir, where are you from? He said, I'm from miles around. See, people come from miles around. I thought, hey, I could write a better commercial than that. It was kind of funny, though. Yeah, they did have the mule because of Francis the Talking Mule, which is an old movie with Donald O'Connor, I think.
Yes.
And then they did the people come from miles around. But, see, slogans don't make a business.
You know, I like when you do your, like, country accent, your southern accent.
Well, John.
Oh, great. Thanks,
yeah,
man.
We love it, too.
You know, if you want, I could do the whole thing talking like that. I could do it. I'm from down there where people talk like that.
You know what? Because you are. You're from originally from Tennessee. So
I got 15 years experience at the beginning of my life down there. That's how I heard everybody talk, except it was more of a twang. Texans have a prettier southern accent. Ours was more like this. It was irritating.
The older Texans, you know, had a drawl.
Oh,
and
man.
When I went to school down there, the women.
It sounded like a Southern Belle.
It does kind of sound like
pretty good.
The true story. I was pumping gas, you know, in my Chevy Camaro, you know, my freshman year, and this just, you know, one of my dad's favorite lines, a regal lady, just a lady, and you could tell it was self-serve at a 7-Eleven in 1976, August of 76, and she's looking at that gas pump like it is a spaceship, and I'm like, I'm sorry, ma'am. I said, can I help you? She goes, can you help me get some gas? I said,
I got some gas for you.
It's creeping me out a little bit.
I said, yes, ma'am, I will.
And then you raised your leg.
And then she goes,
there's some gas.
I told you, so then, I'm talking to her. She goes, you're a Yankee. She called me a Yankee. I'm like,
no, I'm a Cardinal.
Well, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Oh. Yeah,
but you are, because when I was in Tennessee, St. Louis people, we considered anybody north of Cairo, Illinois, Yankees. And when we moved up here, I was 15 years old, everybody said, well, going to Yankee country. That's exactly what they said. So you're going to be a Yankee.
What is this, 1800s?
Yeah, it's 200. Yeah. It was 275 miles away.
I never got that. I mean, you know, and every once, you know, they get, you know, Texans get drunk up or Oakland, they're like, hey, damn Yankee. Sometimes they wouldn't use the word damn. It'd be something else.
I mean, that's a great band, like, damn Yankee.
I, like, need to change my name from Johnny to, you know, Yankee. You know, crazy.
It's a pretty good southern accent you do there. Why not just finish the commercial, tell us what you want to sell, give the phone number, and keep that southern accent. Go ahead.
I can't.
Sure you can.
Yeah.
I can't.
Oh, come on, please.
Come on, John.
That was southern England.
Yeah. No, Mr. Londo.
You can do it, John. Come on.
You know, everybody's already tuned us out right now. Mm-hmm. We don't have one single listener left.
No, I'm getting text messages from people right now going, God, you're funny. You make the show. I don't know what they mean by that.
What they mean either.
Drive on down Highway 270. Get off at the Washington Elizabeth exit.
Actually, this is pretty good.
This is giving me the heebie-jeebies.
When you want to call and talk to Mary Ryan, 314.
It's a little bit effeminate.
837.
You put a little gravel in it.
1-800.
1-800.
That's a drunk. That's a drunk.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. 1-800.
Yeah.
All right.
Go on your computer.
No. It's not bad.
At loundoff.com.
Not bad. You know what? Not bad.
That was good.
Not bad. I'm not just saying that because you're an advertiser, because if it stunk, you know we'd tell you.
Oh, well, hello.
Yeah,
I do have people that come up to me and they're like, you know, why is Frank so mean to you? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. In my nature.
Why are you so mean to me?
I don't know. It's fun. I guess because it's fun. So you're open late tonight. We'll send people your way, I promise.
Yeah, Mark Griffin, he's text messaging me right now. Yeah, come on and buy another truck, Mark. Come in to, 270 Washington Elizabeth, blownup.com, Mary Beth Tedesek and the crew, and hey, we have a lot of vehicles, $10,000 off Silverado Extended Cab Crew Cabs. We got 250. Yeah, I mean, we might have sold 10 by now, so we're down to 240. All right, I'm done.
All right, Dan. We'll talk to you next later on, John. Thanks for joining us.
All right, Frank.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye, John.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, for a guy who never lived there, not bad, actually. Mm-mm. All right, John Landoff, we're going to break, come back. Dr. Doug Pernikoff is going to join us. My suggestion would be that you go ahead and get on board to talk to him now. Put your name on the list. We'll grab a few people who want some veterinary advice from your pet's best friend, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug, when we come back on the Big 550.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How does it look out there, Tim?
Not very good, Tina. Well, first of all, they've cleared an accident from northbound 270 at 70. They had two right lanes blocked. Lanes are open now, but if you're in this mess, you're hosed because you're jammed up from Olive all the way up to Highway 70. Southbound drivers, you're hitting some stop-and-go traffic right at Page, and then it's stop-and-go again from Olive all the way down to Doherty Ferry. A downtown eastbound 40 is jamming from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, that's the usual spot in the right lane at Park. Once you get over the bridge, eastbound 5570, that's slowing 4th Street to 64. Now westbound drivers, it's slow 5570 in the two right lanes from Tudor up to the Poplar Street Bridge. A little slow on 40 at the Tam Avenue overpass, and then you're jammed up from Lindbergh all the way out to Mason. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Make a stop at St. Louis Bread Company, part of your morning routine. Always grilled to order, breakfast sandwich, or a delicious panini for lunch. Visit St. Louis Bread Company today. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fixer. Join Steffi Littlefield and myself as we broadcast live from Hallmark Stone. Hallmark Stone is a wholesale fabricator of quartz and granite countertops. They normally only sell to kitchen and bath shops, home stores, remodelers, and builders. But once a year, they open their doors to the general public to benefit Annie Soap and Carney's Kids Charities. This Saturday and Sunday is that weekend. It's Hallmark Stone's 9th annual remnant sale, where you can buy granite remnants for up to 50% off of retail pricing. Remnants are a great way to put in vanity tops, fireplace rounds, small bar tops, and more. We will be broadcasting live the Inside Out Show this Saturday from noon to 3, so come on by and say hi. Hallmark Stone is located at I-44 at Soccer Park Exit. For directions, call 636-349-1288. Or better yet, check out their website at hallmarkstone.com. Enjoy extreme savings while benefiting the local charities. What a great combination. Stop by Hallmark Stone Granite and Remnant Sale this Saturday and Sunday only. For directions, visit their website at hallmarkstone.com. That's the Inside Out Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Have you tried everything but nothing seems to work? The P-STEM procedure may be your answer. After just one treatment, most patients describe a remarkable reduction in pain symptoms. Plus, there are no side effects that come from painkillers or impaired reactions. The P-STEM is FDA approved and provides reliable, safe, non-invasive, effective relief for painful conditions including back, neck, and joint pain, pain from arthritis, migraines, and even pain related to cancer. Call the St. Louis Spine and Orthopedic Surgery Center at 888-480-0231 to schedule your consultation today. Most major insurance plans are accepted, including Medicare. Cash payment options are also available. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Call 888-480-0231 today. That's 888-480-0231. End your pain today. 888-480-0231.
Have you been trying to find the best and the hottest accessories for your truck? Are you tired of searching online, through catalogs and stores, and keep finding the same old stuff?
Your hassles are over.
Premier Auto Accessories in Florissant has a complete selection of tops, wheels, tires, DVDs, window tint, alarms, and GPS navigation. Are you looking for truck tops, Nerf bars, running boards, toolboxes, or bed liners? Premier Auto Accessories in the heart of Florissant has it.
And is locally owned and operated.
If you need to add a DVD player, some new wheels, or window tinting to personalize your truck, Premier Auto Accessories has it. You'll find the best quality, the hottest looks, and all the top brands like Jason, Luverne, Custom Wheels, UWS Boxes, and Lumar Tint. They're located in the heart of Florissant at Lindbergh and New Florissant behind U-Haul. The hottest looks, the best quality, and top brands. Premier Auto Accessories. 314-838-8899. That's 314-838-8899. Mention KTRS and get 50% off labor.
Three strikeouts for Westbrook.
Fans, this is Jake Westbrook from your world champion Cardinals. On Saturday, April 28th, we face the Milwaukee Brewers. That day, you can take home the championship clubhouse hat.
Strikeout is number 5 for Westbrook.
The clubhouse hat is presented by New Era. This year, we're going for 12-12. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
He's at the track. He has it! And the Cardinals are world champions for 2011. They came from nowhere. Grand slam home run for John Mabry, and the Cardinals lead it.
Fans, this is John Mabry, a former player, current coach with the St. Louis Cardinals. On Sunday, April 29th, we face the Milwaukee Brewers. All fans will receive a 6.5-inch tall replica of the World Series trophy. This special day is presented by Tickets.com. After the game, kids can run the bases on the field. It all takes place Sunday, April 29th. Take home the trophy and take in a game. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Attention financial professionals, I'm Steve Glover with the Retirement Solutions Show, heard here Sundays at 1 o'clock on KTRS, and I'd like to ask you a question. Do you see up to 10 new potential clients each and every week that have called requesting information on a tax-free retirement strategy? If you answered no, but you'd like to grow your business for the remainder of 2012 and 2013, then I've got a great opportunity for you. I'll be sharing this great marketing strategy for the right financial professional. If you have a minimum of 5 years experience and you're not afraid of hard work, then call me to see if you qualify for this life-changing opportunity. Call 877-623-3377. 877-623-3377 and leave your contact information. I'll be in touch with you as soon as possible to find out if you'd like to become one of our newest team members. IUL experience is required, so call now and see if you qualify. 877-623-3377. A great opportunity for the right financial professional.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
The new 2012 Kia Soul. It's a new way to roll. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com for details.
Bring your ideas to life at the Art Institute of St. Louis. Visit stlouis.artinstitutes.edu or call 1-800-411-3474.
Much. Remember who does a great Scarlett O'Hara, Southern Belle type voice?
Yes,
does,
I do.
The guy who does our sports show, The Bad and the Bone Show, Kevin Slate.
No, he doesn't. He does do a great Southern Belle, but he doesn't do our sports show.
He doesn't work for us anymore?
No.
No.
When did that happen?
About a week ago.
Well, the calls are lined up, and people are ready to talk to this man. He's Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He is your pet's best friend, and he's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, and he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Please welcome Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey. How is everybody?
Good. Hey, doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Well, you always are. Let's jump right in because we have people waiting. Would you like to take a few calls? Let's start with Tony. Tony, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. Hi, everybody else.
Hey, Tony.
Tony.
Hey, doctor. I have a quick question. I have two of my three dogs are kind of brownish in color. They have a really, really difficult time when the weather turns warm like it is today. And I try to keep them inside in the air conditioning, but I have dog doors so they can go in and out. And when I'm not there, they seem to spend most of the time outside, I guess, waiting for me. My question is, if I take them into a groomer and have them cut down, you know, pretty close to their skin, is there a possible problem with getting sunburned? Or?
Yes. You know, it depends. Are they large dogs, by the way?
They weigh about 50 pounds each.
Yeah. Yeah, I would trim them down, but yeah, you do have to be cautious if she gets them too close to the skin that you can get sunburn issues. So, you know, use some tell her to use a little common sense and just maybe keep a quarter to a half an inch of hair coat on there, and I think you'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Any other suggestions I can do to try to help keep them cool, or I guess not?
I always tell people the dogs are not really joggers. They're sort of short distance runners. So a lot of people want to take them out in this heat and go jogging because they can do it. Don't do that. If you do see the animals acting uncomfortable in direct sunlight, you know, just get them out of there and always make sure that you can cool them down if you need to. But heat stroke, even in this mild kind of weather, sort of crazy weather, it's real hot one day or not, can be very, very dangerous.
Tony, thank you for the call.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We've got to move along here because we got people waiting. Rick is up next. Rick, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, Frank and the gang.
Hi, hey,
Rick. How are you? What can I do for you? Two quick questions, Doc. I got a 3-year-old cat, female. She stays inside always. She keeps getting matted here on her lower back.
Rick, you got a really bad phone connection here.
Is this any better? Is this any better?
No, it's got a lot of crackle in it or something.
She gets matted where, Rick? She gets matted hair on her lower back.
Matted hair on her lower back.
Yeah. And I keep cutting it off, and it keeps coming back, and I was just, you know.
I get that on my back.
You know, there's a, what I would do is go to your vet and ask about the Furminator, which is a locally designed grooming device. It's a brush. It's amazing. And you might also want to talk to them about a supplement for the skin. There are a number of different products. They have omega-3 is what you're looking for. And talk also about review your diet with him. But sometimes those animals that have that kind of crown, I know what that looks like because we see it in cats, got to keep it brushed out and keep all that dead hair out of there, and then also make sure you're on the proper supplement, okay?
Okay, good deal. Good
luck. Thank you, Rick. Hey, seriously, I do have back hair. I got so much back hair, I've had it, like, knot up, and I couldn't untangle it. I had to cut it. Oh, I'm serious.
We have a cat, like he said, that gets the mat right there.
I got
there
parts of my back hair. I can run a comb through it. I'm not like a gorilla. Oh, Tina, you act like you don't like it. You love it. Let's bring Beth in. Beth, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Beth.
I became recently the foster mom to this old guy who is a 145-pound Labrador Retriever.
Wow.
Man, yeah, buddy. He's a big boy. And he has got these gigantic bald spots on his elbows.
He's got gigantic balls.
They can be cut away, ma'am.
Is there anything I can do? I feel so bad for. I mean, it's not like oozing or anything. It's cosmetic, but is there anything like a little toupee or anything I could do to encourage that hair growth?
Are those hair loss areas, are they kind of symmetrical? Do they look the same on either side of either plane of the body?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes those are associated with hormonal changes. You might want to rule out a thyroid problem. Your veterinarian may also want to look into things like adrenal disease with a blood test. And, again, nutrition and supplements may be in order here as well. So without seeing it, that's the first steps I would take. Try and rule out the metabolic problems in your body that can make
that's
happen.
A big dog you got there, Beth.
Yeah, we'll cut those away anytime you want.
He is. Okay. Yeah, well, and he does also have this goiter type thing on his neck. So.
Goiter.
Yeah, bring him in. We'll take a look for you. But he sounds like he needs a little work.
He is. He's a work in progress. Okay.
Okay, good luck.
Thank
with him.
You.
Thank you, Beth.
Thanks for fostering.
Yeah. Peon, do we have one time for one more, or do we have to jump? Let's do it quick. Bob can do it quickly. Bob, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Yeah, I've got a 100-pound black lab, and he keeps coming up with yeast infections in his ears. About two times a year. What's the best thing to prevent that?
You know, you got to keep them on a regular schedule. Some people think you only treat it as is, but on those kind of chronic ears, I would work with your veterinarian to get a kind of protocol of flushing and then medication that's needed for that ear. And again, there may be other problems. The ears may be suggesting that the animal has kind of a generalized allergy or what we call an atopy. So your veterinarian's going to talk to you about looking to either specialized foods or maybe some other kind of preventative anti-itch medication, but you will definitely want to keep those ears clean on a regular basis. I usually tell people to do a flushing at least on a weekly schedule after you get them under the initial infection under control.
What about witch hazel? The vet suggested that.
You know, I'm married. I don't date anyone else, but if that works for you, that's fine. No, a witch hazel I would not use. I think that's an alcohol-based product, and I don't like to use alcohol in the ears. I think that if you're stuck using something at home, use some peroxide. But again, a lot of good products on the veterinary market.
We got to jump. Bob, thank you for the call.
Be good, Bob.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, thank you, Doctor.
Witch hazel, I don't
That's why you're the vet. You're the man. We'll talk next week.
Okay, thank you, guys. Right.
Thank you. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Pet's best friend. We'll get the break. News will be after the break, and then the Playhouse and a really ridiculous joke. It's so ridiculous, it's actually funny. On the Big 550 KTRS.
Want to vent about some really rude behavior you've encountered? Join me. I'm Marie Dubuque for Manners by Marie. Right here on Sundays at 3 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, Root Stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
There's a new shooting range now open in Bridgeton. Visit Metro Shooting Supplies on St. Charles Rock Road. Shop hundreds of guns. Target shoot on a 13-bay, state-of-the-art indoor range. Visit the gunsmith for repairs on your firearms. Tell them you heard this on the Big 550 KTRS and get entered in a drawing for a free year-long membership. Learn more about Metro Shooting Supplies at buylearnshoot.com or become a friend on Facebook. You'll find Metro Shooting Supplies on St. Charles Rock Road near Fifi. That's Metro Shooting Supplies, buylearnshoot.com.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.